Okay, welcome everyone. I will officially call to order the Town of Heath Select Board meeting. Today is March 10th, 2026. It is 5:04 PM. And let's see, the meeting is being audio recorded. Folks at home, two Select Board members today, myself and Alisa. Hi, Alisa.
Hi, Robin.
Will's out tonight. We've got some appointments coming. 5 o'clock, we've got Tyson here to talk about Highway Department budget and a couple other things. At 5:30, the Finance Committee's going to join us, so I assume you're staying while they're here too, because a lot of this has to do with them.
Right, yeah.
That's okay. 6 o'clock, we're going to see the Police Chief. Chief John will be here. We're going to go through his budget. Couple of consent agenda items. We've got meeting minutes, some sets of them. However,
there's three of them. One's regular, and then the other two are just the public portion of two executive sessions.
Are you going to vote on the ones that you weren't here for?
I don't know what protocol is. I mean,
well,
I can.
You can. Or
there's only one that I wasn't here for.
But you, if you're not comfortable doing it and would abstain, then we have to table it.
Right.
Yeah.
No,
it's just one of me.
I mean, the two executive session ones are.
I've listened to the audio recording of the meeting.
So we can get to it, and if you're comfortable, it's fine, we will. And if not,
I'm fine with it.
Okay. And then we've got a couple of discussion items, the Select Board. We have the citizens petition, support of Act Establishing Medicare for All. We have a liquor license to look at. We've got to talk about Culver Small Bridge Project, 8A over Underwood Brook. We've got some library substitutes to appoint. And we're going to talk about the board's clerk position.
That's correct.
Yep. And then maybe some, whatever we've got for new info to carry over to next week. What else you got? Anything that you, Mia?
No, everything, the couple things I have kind of fall into other categories.
Anything else, Alisa?
I'm good, thank you.
All right. So we're going to start with Tyson. You know, a lot of the things do have the money piece attached to them. So I don't want to have to have the conversation twice.
That's just Chapter 90, though, so she didn't even want any of that. That doesn't count through FinCom, correct?
Well,
doesn't count.
I mean, the Finance Committee is going to weigh in on the budget items.
Yep.
So, and they were going to talk about the roads a little bit, because I think we started that conversation with them here.
Yeah, we did.
I can do, we'll just do a little synopsis of what Tyson and I were reviewing. There's three main roads that we were looking at, all of which really need to be reclaimed and then redone, not just an overlay. And those three, we talked about them last time, Sumner Stetson, number 9, and Coleraine Stage. So we asked Tyson to get some more prices and current prices. We've got some of them at this point. We're getting some more
tomorrow.
But in recap, and I'll have to do this again when they get here, basically for full project cost, Sumner Stetson, $140,000. These are with chip seal as a finish coat. And that's what I think we're going to talk about and look at. We can talk about when Finance Committee comes, and you can kind of explain it to everybody at that point. I'm not going to do it twice, but so Sumner Stetson, $140,000, approximately. Mm-hmm. Number 9, $417,000, and Coleraine Stage, $541,000. So that Coleraine Stage includes a binder.
That's a binder.
And chip seal.
Yeah.
Which is nothing we can talk about when everybody's here. So when Finance Committee gets here, we really got to make a decision with Tyson, and so he can sign up, get us on the schedule for something. We were hoping to tackle two. Oh, and I guess everybody's going to wonder how much money we have. And we have $1.2 million. I don't need to look. We've got approximately 1.2 million.
In Chapter 90.
Yes,
right?
Chapter 90.
I just want to be specific about the pots of money we're talking about.
So, of the Coleraine Stage number of 541,000, we could break that into some this year and some next year, putting the binder on this year and doing the chip seal next year, And that would save about $100,000 out of this year's money and would pass it on till next year.
Yep, exactly.
Number nine and Coleraine are obviously in really bad shape in some places. They affect a lot of travelers. Everyone's not happy with them. So they're really important roads. Sumner Stetson, same thing, but not as many people. However, there are some.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, other than we're going to lose the road, you can't scrape it.
Right.
You just bottom of Coleraine stage, you just can't scrape it.
So when we're talking about these roads, we're talking about from their beginning to their end or whatever, from their both ends of the road. So you're talking about the entire road.
Well, the bulk of it.
Bulk of it, yeah.
Right? Because Coleraine stage
would be the
Bray.
Town line up to...
To town line, of course. So sorry.
And up
yes.
to Bray.
Up to Bray.
And up to Bray, which
not
then,
fast.
Right, because then it turns into West Branch. It's no longer Coleraine.
Well, and then in a minute, it turns into Branch.
You got a little portion there. That, right, going around right,
but
by the
fairgrounds.
Fair okay.
So fine.
And so you're talking about possibly just doing some of the worst bits and pieces.
No. These are
Wait,
full.
Just one?
That's just
on just
these
one.
Numbers.
Well, you're talking about Coleraine stage, maybe doing a little bit now and then maybe a little bit.
No, the whole thing.
What
would you coming in with base coat and then coming back with a chip seal the next year on the whole thing?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
so
oh,
that'd be
oh,
like
oh,
a.
Oh, oh,
it's
oh,
still
oh.
a pavement on it, just wouldn't
that's
be the top
how you're
coat.
Breaking it
right.
up. Right.
Yeah.
So now I understand. Okay.
Well, that I'm not necessarily. I'm just saying that's what we talked about.
Right, no, right. I understand that was the option that you're talking about. I'm just trying to follow along. This is not my wheelhouse, so.
No, that's good.
Either. I'm thinking
just
it
on.
This
uses the bulk of the money.
Yeah.
Says what it does.
It does.
Which is what the Chapter 90 money
is
really
for.
Supposed
for.
To be for.
Yeah.
And the only reason we have so much is we haven't done anything. It's been accumulating.
Right, well, we used some for...
Yeah, but we haven't done the road work that we
And there might be some of that out of the 220 that gets kicked back and released from the salt shed once we get that project completed.
What about the this little bit right out here on Jacob's Road is pretty horrific.
There's a quote in there for that too. I'm gonna have him look at that again.
Right,
tomorrow.
I know we had when you first presented that it was in I think we talked about it in there. But for right now, you guys were just discussing the three main roads that are in great need. I was going to drive these before I came in today, and I ran out of time.
Oh, now's a great time to ride them.
Oh, yeah.
It's perfect.
Yeah.
Yep, needs a new road.
It's perfect.
It's on the pickup and not my Tahoe.
No, it's even better. You're going to ride with me in a plow truck. I'll bring you around the roads.
We'll talk about it more when finance gets here, but that's kind of what we're... That's what's where we're at.
Okay.
I think... Tyson, if you were to just make your decision, it would be number nine in Coleraine stage.
Exactly.
Yeah, just get her done.
Number nine and two, so these would be the two hot tickets.
Yeah, basically a million. Okay, so we're gonna talk about that. What we could talk about right now is this recycling dividend program, mm-hmm. right? We've got this money, I forget how much.
You like remember? Five. Something. I have the newest, latest, and greatest printed out somewhere.
$10,000, I believe.
I
thought it was more than that.
No. Okay. Well, you might be thinking of the recycling program revolving, which is not to be confused with the recycling dividend program
know,
fund
the...
balance.
And the last thing we were kind of talking about was a platform.
Right, I just,
yes.
just listened
right?
to that.
And there was some back and forth about what this platform would be made out of.
Yeah, I suggested wood for the simple reason we're not there when these people pick up that can and drop the can. And a lot of times they have smashed the deck and we've had to replace it. Well, replace boards and fix it that way. It's a lot easier to repair the wood than it would be any kind of aluminum deck that would be put in place.
And then I think, I don't know if you talked about this with Will, and I know he's not here to have the conversation, but I think the thought was if it were steel of some type, metal, the thought would be it would get moved, so it wouldn't be getting hit.
On wheels.
am I right with that conversation? Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
these,
I listened to it.
Yeah.
Just that morning.
These guys have
moved by us.
But when? Sometimes they come in here for these boxes at 2, 3 o'clock in the morning. They don't tell us what day they're coming. When we call for a pull,
right.
We've got a 3-day variance. Don't know. They've actually drove the dumpster into the building that's there. They broke the stops. They've put it multiple feet away from where they're supposed to. So to say that putting something on wheels so they can move it, I just...
Well, it definitely wasn't that they would move.
It would be that we would move it. You know, Mira, you were saying, well, you make a call and they come, right? It's like, no, they don't. And as Tyson is saying, you don't know when they're going to come. So it's hard to prepare for their arrival.
How do they know that the bin's full?
We call
because
it in.
Because they can call them.
But when you call it in, they've got, usually it takes them 3 days. Sometimes
two. But when you call it in, can't you just say, well, if it's open at any point in those 3 days, then you're just going to move it after that day it's open? So you know that they're going to come within the next few days.
But then you're moving it and closing.
Never know when they're going to come.
Then you might be moving it back and forth numerous times.
It's only Saturday.
It's only 2 days.
So it's going to be one day in that 3-day period.
It would just, it would, the thing with the wheels that bothers me is then you've got extra movement and there's some elderly people that.
It would be locking wheels.
Yeah, definitely. But I just.
I don't know how effective that would be.
I don't.
Quite honestly.
I don't trust them.
That heavy on wheels and pushing them around.
We deal with locking wheels all the time with an ambulance cot and they're not, you can't depend on them.
Yeah.
I just see somebody getting hurt. That's why we want to build a new deck. They have, waste management's been called about the complaints of putting the box too far away or close enough so it hits it. And the only answer I get to this day is, what are you gonna do? You can't, so it's not as if, and it's never the same driver, but that's usually the answer from waste management. Well, what are you gonna do? You know, we got a driver that's. They had stops for the dumpster before I started, and I was told that they were ripped off when they placed the dumpster. So placing new stops, I don't think, is going to be...
So it seems like, though, building something for them to hit it is not a good idea either.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much.
I see. We don't recycle. I'm kidding. I hear that.
What do others have?
It's all either
completely different setups.
Or build platforms. That's all I've ever heard of or seen. I don't
know
about you.
Yeah, some of them are totally different. Some of them have a car ramp that goes up and it makes it ground level. Some of them stick
right.
in under ground level. So
which
you
is something Lee always wanted, was to kind of get that thing underground.
Yeah.
That's not
going to happen. Well, I don't have much of a say on this one. I hate to admit. I don't use it. Never seen it in use because I don't go there. So I'm going to have to rely on other people's.
It needs to be longer is the big thing because it...
It's just a wee short.
The old recycle cans that they used were shorter. Mm-hmm. What they did is they made it bigger and added a door. And you
mm-hmm.
can't get to that last door.
Mm-hmm.
It's true.
But people try and they're reaching over the rail. I see somebody get hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think we need some quotes.
Yeah, I was looking for some basic prices online.
So even if it does get hit, well then the driver is liable. Then we take pictures and file a claim or something. I don't know.
I mean, asking around, it looks like it'd be about $5,000.
They're not.
The
problem. The problem is by the time.
Like they're gonna. They're
no.
Gonna stand behind
that. The cameras.
And when I go. When they smash it, I've got, you look at the 2 days the dump's open, well, I've only got a few days, I have to fix it. I don't have time to call the company, complain, wait for them to send somebody
right.
out. And they're not going to. They're not going to. They're going to say, what are you going to do?
Right.
Right.
Well, this is the running idea of how to spend those dividend monies.
Yes.
Or no other.
Well, I could get a, couple local carpenters that we've dealt with and have them come down and look at it, get a quote.
Get some quotes.
Okay.
Keep looking on the.
And the other good thing is we do have on Monday, as part of the ADA self-evaluation and transition plan, Burcock's coming out with me to go to all the different properties, you know, taking pictures of everything and measuring stairs.
Mm-hmm.
So the other thing is making sure that you have the right tread depths and step heights and whatever.
Well, a licensed contractor.
What about a nice big bollard? And then they can hit that.
No, that's not the best. Yeah. They'll know it.
That's what I put every place. Put a concrete filled bollard right on the corner of it. And when they hit it, they hit it.
Then I'll get the phone call from the company. Hey, my driver hit your. Well, tell him to look in his mirror.
Don't hit it. Right. My suggestion is don't hit it. If it's safe,
oh, well.
Yellow.
Yeah, pretty much.
Right.
That's what I'll tell
back
him. What are you going to do?
Yeah. Right. What are you going to do?
I think it's a spectacular idea.
Sure.
That's what you put around other things so that people don't hit them?
Just a even a cement wall and say, okay, this is, you've got to get it in here.
The frame of the, well, are you never going to move the wood one?
We have to now because we have to keep moving it because they never put the dumpster back in the same spot twice. So it usually we either have to move the can back or move the deck forward.
It's not that hard. Just gotta back it up.
Well, if it's been hit, apparently it is.
Oh,
oh.
Oh my God.
Okay.
Oh my.
Well, it would be interesting to look at other transfer stations and see what they do, what their setups are.
Let's get some quotes. Can we talk about that?
I'm trying to even look up like
constant
transportation
issue.
Transportation platform, recycling, yeah. Stairs, rolling, metal.
Bollard.
Same kind of thing.
My answer to it. They'll hit it once and then they won't hit it again. All right, so we're going to get some quotes. You're going to do the wood quotes.
Yeah, I'll get the okay. Quote on that.
So we know roughly how much we're talking about. What time is it?
5:22.
Ned.
Yeah.
Mia wants the finance committee to sit up here when it's time.
Oh, well, the finance committee is scheduled to meet at 5:30.
So you're going to sit in that
here.
Going to scoot over.
You're scheduled to meet here with us at 5:30.
Well, I know we're meeting with you. I didn't know that was from the very beginning of the meeting.
Yeah, because you're with Dina.
So.
All right.
So, saddle on up to the table, Ned.
He's trying to get out of it. Get out of it.
Alice said you guys needed more space, so she. You
so I spread you out a little bit. Yeah, it's two tables now.
Huh? It's
early. Yeah, no, it's
well, you got the little table.
At the, my paper is on. I'm like, it's me. It's fine. Sign it.
Oh. How's the crew? Is everybody back working?
Everybody is. Yes.
Oh, great. Good.
I still haven't heard when arrangements have been made.
For me?
Yeah.
What was that?
I still haven't heard on arrangements, but I think they're waiting to see what happens with his mom.
Okay. Jason's mom. Jason 2.0's father passed.
Sunday.
Oh, no.
And his mom's in the hospital.
Oh,
my
gosh.
He had a rough one.
Yes, he has.
Yeah. Oh, no, he's
hungry. All right, well, could you please, well, it must be in the paper. I can look it up.
Yeah, I haven't looked to see if the obit's in there. Yet,
I didn't recognize any names.
I didn't recognize any names either, though.
They might not have put it in yet.
I haven't had time to read the paper lately, but I always
maybe
looked at the obit before I received
it. I said his mom went into hospital like 2 days after that, so.
She puts those out, you never notice those? Sometimes she forgets the ducks.
And then it's like, oh my God, I forgot the ducks.
My powers of observation are not.
Didn't catch the ducks.
Didn't catch the ducks.
There you go. Like, yeah. Thank you.
I did notice Will's not here. So
Will's not here.
Will's not here.
Will's not here. Just us. Did we have other things, non-money, to talk about?
I think it was just the two things.
I don't think
we
so.
We already talked about.
Luckily, Mother Nature's helping us with the roads right now. The snow left on the roads outside.
Sort of helping.
Mud's
well, yeah.
Come
on,
we've been dealing with those today.
Sorry.
We'll be tomorrow.
When I think about
the
roads, I think about the paved ones.
Yeah. Come on,
the rest of you people who buy houses on dirt roads, I just don't understand.
Makes sense.
How many people do you have coming, Dina? Do you know?
Well, I was supposed to pick up Wendy, and she said she didn't need a ride, so that would be three anyway. I expect Alice.
Okay.
Bob is not.
Oh yeah, Bob's out.
What else? What else do we have? Highway Department. Oh, I sent you a email a while ago for to be in touch with Brad at Paul Mary's.
Mm-hmm.
To get some power.
Yep.
Where do we stand with that?
We're going to wait till spring.
Okay.
Because there's no way to really trench, because we're going to have to take out some of the blacktop and everything, and the ground froze.
When are you thinking?
He told me we look at it in the spring. When the snow goes away and we can actually dig in the ground.
Week. I know, April, May?
Got to be able to dig in the ground first.
Could you get on the schedule?
If I get on the schedule for next week and can't dig into the ground, then what?
No, I mean next week. I mean, like,
pick May 1st. May
yeah.
Day. I just threw it out there.
We're talking about getting power to the salt pit?
Yes.
More than just that, because...
They're putting lights in.
Well, and there's
plugs.
No power to the little garage building any longer there.
No.
Oh, okay.
So now I'm having to hear about that, too. Put it on the list of complaints.
Well, Paul Mary wasn't even the only person that was called for that. We called two other electricians too.
Well, is that coming
that.
From
that's
that
coming
line
from the
too?
Firehouse. No, that just comes from the firehouse.
Then why don't we just have him do that?
That's what I told Nick. I said it just.
That's.
Yeah.
So I could send them a note. I could put that on my list and.
I mean, I can send him an email and make some kind of tentative appointment, so I'm going to know when the ground's going to be good to dig the trench, but...
You're going to call another? I'm going to call Paul Mary and tell him to get up here and do it. Well, they're the ones who know it has to be done. Right?
Yeah,
now,
pretty
so,
much.
Yeah.
Yeah, just got to go.
That's who was doing the project.
They had the line in there before.
They probably
they
were thinking
it.
They would do it at the same time, all at one time,
yeah.
But might as well get...
Yeah, I mean, and they talked, if they wanted to come up and install the lights and everything and get where they're going to put the box, that'd be fine. We just can't trench it over to the fuel tanks.
Just wire it later.
Fuel tanks are fine. If they want to wire the other, they can wire the salt shed, and we're just going to have to go underground for the tanks later. The only other thing I think was the Alex Burke thing you asked about.
I was told of a different way to do it, bringing the so and this was suggested by Iron Horse. When I talked to Frank, is that his name?
No, Alex.
No, the older, the one that we originally had, Fran. It's not Frank. It's Fran. He suggested bringing down, and Will was going to talk to you about this, coming down with what they call an eyelid,
yeah,
and just coming down to a height that is comfortable in that opening, whatever that
okay.
height is. They do a member straight across the opening, and then just pull fabric for there. So it just lowers the top, but it's not closing in the side.
Okay, because when I asked Alex about that, he said that that wasn't, the building's designed to be freer, and that frame is meant to not have anything across it.
They even sent a drawing. I'll send it to you. So I'll send it to you, and you can take a look at it. See if it's something that...
Because he called me, and the conversation started more like, what does Robin want? That building's not designed for anything across. It's meant for, that frame is meant for what it is. So I don't know.
They both have something different than that.
I guess.
Okay. Well, I'll check. I'll follow up again.
Okay.
Or we just leave it, not do anything. It just seems like it's, like we talked about, a lot of open space.
It is. But some of the salt trucks, not the dirt trucks aren't that bad, but some of the salt trucks they send, there's like 4 to 6 inches clearance, and that's all.
Oh, wow.
And some of these guys don't speak even very good English, so.
You didn't mention that last time, so had I known that, I wouldn't even check into it.
Yeah, well, every truck's different. Some of them, there's plenty, but you don't know who's coming when you order salt, because they do independent contractors.
So
that makes it a little bit hard then.
I guess my suggestion would be to leave it at the moment, because nobody ripped it down this year, so I'd leave.
Takes work off my plate. I wouldn't have done it. Okay, so that's done. Eliminate that.
So then can we, after Paul Mary, then, that's when that Chapter 90 project is closed out?
No.
Mm-mm. No, it has to happen next.
Still got the
wall.
We
still have the wall, the retaining wall that has to be done.
Oh, yeah. See, I got to look at the plans, because I can't even picture where that retaining wall would be.
The tank.
Where the trucks, well, I don't know if they, sometimes you have vehicles there backed up.
Yeah, pretty much behind the plows.
Yeah. Right from the corner of that building that's closest to the road, there's a retaining wall that goes right down there.
Okay.
So you'd look at these, the stones instead of the blocks, instead of the...
Oh, so there's going to be like a second wall, kind of, that just keeps going. Okay.
Hold that earth back, because the...
Well, whoa.
That
Jersey barrier looking thing.
Salt shed is...
Not Jersey barrier.
The concrete blocks.
Yeah.
The salt shed is closer to the edge of that than it was before.
We're 531. Okay.
Here comes Alice. Well, at least out there...
Well,
they don't have
quorum. Oh, that's
right, they have a
quorum.
Sorry. Now they have a quorum.
We have a quorum.
Woo! Hi, Alice.
I'm the one that makes the quorum. I'm not so sure you
are. That's called me.
You are.
To order at 531.
Kind of just sitting here waiting. Huh?
Finance committee meeting. We'll call the
call our meeting
to order at 531.
Beautiful. Hi, finance committee.
Hello.
Hi.
So, we've just been chatting with Tyson, and if it's okay with you, can we continue that conversation? Does that work, or did you guys have something you want to present first?
No,
overall?
You tell us the order.
Okay.
We're good.
All right.
I was going to say, is there anything we've missed that we need to know that we will need to know to...
We're repeating it right now.
Okay.
That's why we've kind of just been shooting the shit waiting, because Tyson's been here. So, not directly budget... upcoming budget related, but we started this conversation with you guys before, and that is Chapter 90 related, is the roads and what roads we're going to do this year. Okay,
is it going to like basically be last year's, but
no, we'll give you the numbers and we're going to pull the trigger, because we're going to make a decision right now. So the three main roads that Tyson spoke about, he has the bulk of the numbers. Some of them are coming in tomorrow, but we can assume based on what we already know what we think those projects would be. And all three of them that we'd be looking at would be reclaim, and the finish would be chip seal. Okay? Sumner Stetson, $140,000. Number 9 road. $417,000. And Coleraine Stage, $541,000. Coleraine Stage is a little bit different because that includes a binder coat and then the chip seal. The chip seal's about 100,000 of that 541. Tyson's suggestion request was to do number 9 and chlorine stage this year. We have approximately 1.2 million in Chapter 90 with this year's monies.
1.2, you said?
Yeah. Next year we'd expect about, well, this year we got 377,000 was this year's allotment. It was a little bit down from last year's, but I would think we could expect somewhere in the vicinity of 350. We're supposed to be able to get this larger amount for 5 years. This next year would be our third year, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So we would hope that that still happens. So if we were to accept his recommendation right now, it'd be the 417 and the 541. One option, if we were wanted to hold a little bit of money, the chip seal coat of Colerain stage could wait until next year and just go in with the binder this year and then follow it up with the chip seal next year. That'd be $100,000 that would roll over to next year. We have to get on the books, so we were kind of assuming we were going to give them a blessing tonight one way or another, and
for
the
context,
chips fall.
So
they...
I was just doing the math and realized this. You could do all three this year, saving that chip seal coat for next year on chlorine stage for the same amount of money,
yep,
as you could do chlorine stage number 9, just those two alone in full this year.
I live on Sumner Stetson, so I think I should participate in the conversation. I may be biased since I just replaced 2 wheel bearings.
Thoughts?
Ned? Alice?
Ned? Alice? Give it to me.
Well, I have driven Sumner Stetson.
There's no doubt all three of them are too.
I was going to say, to me, Colerain stage, and that was our priority last year.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That
definitely
was like top one.
Right.
Sumner's number 9 was a secondary, but almost third.
Yeah.
And then Sumner Stetson was a discussion. So I would say, being an EMS route, Colerain stage should be rolling right out first, because
mm-hmm,
that really hits that southern artery of for EMS services, particularly what was a recent event on Bray Road?
Bray.
Fire. Truck axle fire.
Oh, that was Burrington.
Oh, the wheels on fire?
That was Burrington, yeah.
Was it?
That was Burrington.
But they didn't come through Ryanville because
of the road.
Because of the road.
Yeah.
So they went around and went Route 2 because of that.
And I wouldn't have any problem with waiting on the chip seal for Colerain stage and doing all three roads. That wouldn't bother me at all. I mean, it'd be weird, because I wanted to save some kind of a buffer in Chapter 90 instead of spending it down the nil. But if we could get all three roads done, I'm good with that.
Do we have a subsequent list that's, you know, starting to see where?
Everything else is pretty decent. There's spots on 8A, but 8A, we talked to David Stokes, and the state is redoing the whole road from New York state line to Vermont state line. They're doing all of 8. We just have to wait our spot to get into it.
And did we discuss that was the chip seal only?
For 8A, they're looking at that. They're seeing what the worst parts of the road are. They're not going to just put a Band-Aid on it. They want it solid, because they're trying to buy themselves another 15 years on it. So
Well, because I was going to say, when you go out here and take a right, head north, when you come down around that knoll, there's some serious issues.
There's a lot of frost issues right now, too.
Once the
frost, I noticed it up just before you get to number 9. That's kind of leveled itself out from what it was the other day when we were plowing.
Yeah, it's not as bad, but there's...
Oh, there is. Yeah. Yeah.
And you still got to look at doing a little bit of crack sealing.
That's it. Cracks.
Like Avery Brook.
Yeah.
I mean, those other roads we want to catch before
oh,
we
definitely.
Have issues. So.
Yeah,
you gotta factor in
we've been putting
a
like
roller too.
20.
What's that?
If we don't get that roller.
But if we don't get the roller on this bid, though, we can
just do it again.
Just put it in for a grant. I can rent a roller if I have. That's not.
Okay. Can I run it?
I mean, do you need any licenses for that?
I like Mia's suggestion.
No.
Do all three chip and seal?
I don't know. Are we allowed to take your correspondence? Doing?
I said I put it
we
out
have
there.
We have another member now.
I put it out there where I live.
Well, you're going to confirm some of these numbers tomorrow for fact.
We should.
I think what we're saying is chlorine stage.
We're
going
to try
nine.
To cut the numbers. If anything, we're going to try to do what we want. Get.
Well, they should be cutting
want.
These if they're doing it one right after another because they only have one mobilization.
Supposedly, yes.
And that's a reason to do three instead of two.
I would, that needs to be said very clearly.
I feel more comfortable giving all three
they
roads.
They say that mobilization is every time you do it.
Oh, yeah.
Road.
Yeah, but, yeah.
Bullshit.
It is.
Shoot. Bullshoot.
Nice catch.
I feel more comfortable giving all three roads attention instead of just doing two and doing one. And so if we can pull that off, I think
well,
I think
you got to confirm the numbers.
Right, confirm the numbers.
You
got
to confirm their availability.
Yeah.
They can do all of them. Yeah. Right, because you're
questionable. Is it really?
And you got so much if you do a certain
hourly
required trainings, you get so much. Right. So let's check into that. What do you think about that? Is everybody, can we plop that in there and see how it washes out?
I'm up for plopping.
Okay. You guys okay with that?
I'm abstaining.
I know you are. Thank you.